The following program is a presentation of Kinder Productions, Incorporated, and is responsible for its content.
Welcome to Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, driven by Lone Star Autoplex in Cleburne. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house. The guys are waiting on you.
Welcome to the camp house at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. We're tickled that you're here. You know, as I look out the window of the great room this morning and down the road, there's no dust coming up from all of these vehicles coming into Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. That's because the road this morning is asphalt, a paved ranch road, well lit, so you'll find your way to this incredible lodge, Joshua Creek Ranch. Welcome to Burney, Texas and Joshua Creek. Our hosts are Joe and Ann Kirchable. We're going to be talking to them throughout the morning here on Big Billy Kinder Outdoors and try to give you a really good picture of a place that you need to hunt. Let me just ask you this. As you head out to your lease or your ranch, your piece of property this morning to hunt, do you expect when you sit down in your blind this morning to see deer? Maybe you will, maybe you won't. Well, let me just tell you what I saw from my blind yesterday morning. 2 shooter 8-point whitetail. A couple of nice sixes came through as well. 3 big flocks of turkeys, pheasant and quail everywhere. And I sat and watched a herd of axis deer, which I've learned a lot about and I want to tell you a lot about this morning on Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Now, are you going to see all of that from your blind this morning? I normally don't, but that's what you see at Joshua Creek Ranch. This is a hunting ranch, and you're going to see wildlife. I know what you're thinking. Well, it's high fence. They have no place to go. No, it's not. These are all free-range animals. They stay here because they like it here, because Joe and Ann cultivate and nurture every acre of this place for the wildlife. Welcome to Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, and welcome to Joshua Creek Ranch. Thanks to the folks at Forta Flora and Purina Veterinary Diets for sponsoring the front door to the old camp house this morning at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, a proven nutritional supplement, scientifically proven to help restore normal intestinal health and balance in your dogs. Learn more at fortaflora.com. 1-877-820-BBKO. That's the camp house trot line number. That's 1-877-820-2256. Or drop by the camp house website anytime at BigBillyKinderOutdoors.com. In fact, you can go there now and see some pictures of this awesome ranch in the Texas Hill Country. Sunrise this morning, 7:16. Sunset on this beautiful Saturday, 5:22. Solar Table says the very best time to be out there hunting or fishing today, 10:02 this morning until 12:39 this afternoon. And by the way, after we finish hunting this morning, we're going to move it on over to Joshua Creek, which runs right through the middle of this ranch. Crystal clear, spring fed, and it houses rainbow trout up to 6 pounds. I tell you what, we're sitting here with our host and a whole host of people here in the Cypress Lodge, the main lodge at Joshua Creek Ranch. Our hostess, Ann Kirchable, and we've got a problem on our hands because Robin and I are never going home. We're staying here. This is so great. Thank you for your hospitality.
That sounds great. You're welcome.
What a beautiful place. And my goodness, from the time we jumped out of the truck when we got here, we've just felt so at home. You guys specialize in treating everyone so well. You must love what you do.
We do. And we love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
This property itself, not just the facilities, but the property, as I drive across this beautiful ranch, it has your family's fingerprints all over it. You guys work hard, and you've worked hard to cultivate a very special place here that not only do your guests feel at home, but your birds, your axis deer, they've got the habitat. They feel really at home too, right?
They do. We've worked hard on the habitat. When we bought this ranch, it was primarily cedar. Mm-hmm. We have cleared it systematically, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here, mm-hmm. but also that would hold up for the extended hunting season that we have, which is October through March.
Right. I slept like a baby last night, and why wouldn't you? First of all, this gorgeous ranch house that we're in, this was here before you and Joe bought the place, right?
It was. This is the original ranch house, and we use it as our main facility. We call it Cypress Lodge. It was built, actually, in 1950. It's solid, 2-foot-thick limestone walls. Just has a very cozy feeling about it, the way the big cypress beams hang from the ceilings and the setting under huge ancient oak trees.
Yeah.
It is truly home.
Oh, it is. No one's putting on airs here. This is, I feel at home. And I think I told you that when we first got here. Wow, it's so comfortable.
Well, that's just the way we want you to feel.
And it's such a comfortable setting and world-class hunting, too. You guys have had some axis deer in the record books. You've got some tremendous animals running around here. And people think, oh, it's high fence. They're trapped. They can't go anywhere. They love Joshua Creek Ranch. It's not high fence. They prefer to live here.
They do. We just give them every reason to stay. Protein feed, corn feed, lots of feed plots. Good cover.
And your fishing is just awesome, too. I know a lot of people come to fly fish your waters here. You're blessed to have the Guadalupe and, of course, Joshua Creek running right through the middle of the place here. You have some frontage on the Guadalupe, and it's just such beautiful, clear water. You don't have to be a world-class fly fisherman to come fish Joshua Creek or hunter. As a matter of fact, you start a bunch of youngsters out every summer. Tell us a little bit about your youth camp.
Our youth program started 18 years ago. And it's developed into a week-long program. We offer 5 weeks next summer, and it's for ages 8 to 15. And these youngsters start out here, and they return every year. Mm-hmm. And lots of them are begging to come back when they're 16. But we teach them shotgun shooting, mm-hmm. rifle shooting, archery. We also do a lot of water sports. The fly fishing, of course, but also on the Guadalupe, we take them kayaking and tubing and canoeing. And it's a week of intense outdoor activity for these young people. We don't allow TV or cell phones or any of those electronic entertainment things. This is all about finding yourself in this beautiful country.
And when these kiddos go out and shoot, say, an axis deer or a whitetail or whatever, they're also going to learn how to skin that deer, how to field dress that deer, skin it, quarter it. They're going to learn the whole process, right?
That's right. Because we're able to hunt axis deer year-round, they have the option to harvest an axis doe or buck. And part of it is the guide is going to teach them to field dress that deer and then bring it into our processing area, skin that deer, quarter that deer. They're going to learn a lot.
Yes, they are.
And at the same time, the guide, you know, he's with that child in the blind, and they're talking the ethics and the standards of hunting.
And as we all know, that is so important to get that foundation set properly with our kids in the outdoors hunting and fishing. And we're going to be talking to you a little bit later on in the show. Also, we're going to be talking to some folks that helped to make this place so special for kids. A little bit later on in the show as well. Thanks to our friends at Forta Flora for sponsoring this corner of the camp house at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Forta Flora from Purina Veterinary Diets, a name you can trust. You know, when your dog suffers from GI upset or diarrhea from travel or hunting, stress, sprinkle Forta Flora on their food to help restore normal intestinal health and balance. Ask your veterinarian whether your dog could benefit from Forta Flora starting today. This is so cool, and it's back. You can enter the Lifetime License Drawing from the state of Texas for your chance to win a Lifetime Super Combo License, giving you the right to hunt and fish in Texas without ever having to buy another state license or stamp. The deadline for the first drawing is coming up soon, December 27th, and if you enter by December 27th, you're going to double your chances to win. You'll be eligible for two drawings, December 30th, 2010, and June 30th, 2011. Entries are just $5 each. You can enter as many times as you like. Purchase your entries wherever Texas hunting and fishing licenses are sold. And all proceeds, by the way, from the Lifetime License drawing fees go directly to the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department for the on-the-ground conservation efforts that help make Texas one of the best places in the country to hunt and fish. The Lifetime License drawing. Go to BigBillyKinderOutdoors.com for more information. You know, outfitters are saying that the Thanksgiving cold front that pushed through Texas moved more geese into the high plains of Texas. Goose hunters enjoyed better decoying action near Dumas, Spearman, and Amarillo over the Thanksgiving holiday. Speckle bellies and Canadas continue to work in Knox and Haskell counties. I was out there last weekend. They were swarming. Duck numbers continuing to build in the panhandle, too. Pheasant season opens this weekend. Speaking of the panhandle, prospects are excellent this year. If you're listening to us in the Texas panhandle and just waiting on that sun to come up on your pheasant hunt, good luck. You know, the first split of duck season in the north zone ended at sunset November 28th. Results across the region ranged from poor to fair, with more poor than fair. The second half of that split opens on December 11th next weekend, and let's just hope that the second half is better than the first. The superstar of the duck world this year has been the Gulf Coast. Duck hunters along the coast enjoyed the best duck hunting in the state during the first split. The coast continued to produce steady duck shoots on the prairies, marshes, and bays. Speckle bellies have readily decoyed. Sandhill crane numbers are steady, and hunters are getting their first crack at those large gray birds December 18th. Remember, you must be in possession of one of those free crane permits to hunt sandhill cranes. The South Zone duck season opens again on December 11th. And I wanted to make mention of this morning because you just don't see it very often. When's the last time you picked up a predominantly women's magazine and found a positive hunting story in there? Especially when that magazine carries Oprah Winfrey's name. Well, the December edition of Oprah Winfrey's O Magazine, with Oprah herself on the cover, includes an article by Kimberly Hiss that details her wild turkey hunt and the challenges that come with harvesting an animal. Oprah, hats off to you. I'm no Dr. Phil, but I think maybe Oprah is now opening her eyes to the fact that more women than men joined the ranks of hunters last year. Women outgrew men as newcomers in the outdoors for the first time ever. Forta Flora from Purina Veterinary Diet sponsors this corner of the camp house at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Exclusively available through veterinarians. When our dogs don't feel their best, lacking attitude or energy as a result of diarrhea or GI upset, the results can be frustrating to you and your dog alike. If you're like me, Forta Flora is going to travel everywhere your dogs do. Ask your vet whether your dog could benefit from Forta Flora starting today. Well, let's grab another cup of coffee and then get back over here and sit by the fire with us this morning in this beautiful setting that is Joshua Creek Ranch in the rolling Texas Hill Country.
Good morning, this is Jimmy Houston. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
At Lone Star Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Cleburne, it's time for the big finish of 2010. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about a lifetime powertrain warranty on anything you buy when you make the short drive to Lone Star Autoplex in Cleburne, North Main and Highway 67, or check them out on the web at LoneStarCDJ.com. Let's kick 2011 off right with a 2011 Jeep Wrangler 4x4 equipped with a 3.8 V6 and a soft top for under $20,000. Plus tax, title, and license. See the dealer for details. This is nearly $4,000 off MSRP when you get a 2011 Jeep Wrangler, the original, the one and only Jeep Wrangler at Lone Star Cleburne for only $19,995. So hurry down for the big finish of 2010 at Lone Star Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Cleburne. Shake hands with the owner. He's also the manager, and he's there. Every day, Dan Danley is going to make you a deal. He'll meet or beat any deal anywhere at Lone Star Cleburne. Come on in for the big finish. Craig Boddington for Dallas Safari Club.
I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Each January, you'll join me in Dallas at our world-class convention and Hunters Expo. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide.
Dove hunting in Argentina is well documented, but as my friends at JJ Casseria, Cordoba Doves, will tell you, the duck hunting is unmatched anywhere in the world. Lane Balky is the U.S. representative for JJ Casseria.
The Duck Lodge is in Corrientes. We shoot 30 ducks in the morning and 10 per diem in the afternoon. We have 11 different species of ducks. We have a duck season from the 15th of April to the 31st of August.
You are assured before you ever leave American soil that you're going to feel welcome and at home when you hunt with your new friends at JJ Casseria.
Our lodge is beautiful. It's 4 years old. It has 10 double bedrooms, all with private baths, all heated and air conditioned. It's very comfortable. We don't put on air, so you'll feel as relaxed in the lodge as you do in your living room.
Hunt world-class doves and ducks in Argentina. Plan next year now by visiting CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Casseria. Can see me in Argentina.
You know, chances are, you not only love hunting and fishing as I do, but you also love being an executive in your company. From one business leader to another, wouldn't we love to enjoy our next getaway in the great outdoors? That only comes when we know all is running smoothly at our offices. I'm Ken Copeland, CEO of ASI Business Solutions, where our only business is guiding your business to efficient management of the entire document lifecycle. Print, copy, scan, fax, mail, store, and retrieve. Strategies for better document management is our only business, and we're good at it. Chances are, when you awoke this morning, document management wasn't an item that was on your radar. Yet the fact remains, this aspect of your business, if left unattended, may be costing you thousands of dollars annually. I'm eager for you to get to know ASI, and I challenge you to question your business processes and workflows. ASI Business Solutions, your answer to document management. Let's talk. ASIbiz.com.
Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, driven by Lone Star Autoplex in Cleburne.
Get yourself back in this old camp house at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. We're thrilled that you're here this morning. Thank you. Mr. Texas Title Bobby Clark brings you this portion of Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Interest rates are historically low, could go back up at any time. Thinking about buying property or refinancing? You owe it to yourself to have a discussion with the pro. Email him at bobby@mrtexastitle.com. The camp house this morning is in Joshua Creek Ranch, northwest of San Antonio, just west of Burney, Texas. The beautiful rolling Texas hill country covered with live oaks and good people. This is a free-range ranch. You're going to hunt native white-tailed deer, and you're going to hunt axis deer that were here before the current landowners. They inherited these deer, and there are world-class axis deer on this ranch. You know, I have to admit, I didn't know much about axis deer before I arrived here at the ranch this week. But what a lesson I've gotten about this hardy game animal. A very challenging hunt. And if you're successful, very rewarding table fare. It's the best venison I've ever eaten in my life. Less than 1% fat. And axis deer taste more like beef than what you think of when you think of venison. Axis deer can be traced back to the foothills of the Indian Himalayas and the island of Sri Lanka. Free-ranging populations of axis deer actually exist in the continental United States, Hawaii, and Australia. Axis deer were first introduced into Texas in 1932, and Texas, by far, has the largest population of axis deer in the United States. Axis bucks can be in hard horn any time of the year, as opposed to what we're used to with white-tailed deer. They grow and shed antlers on their own clock. So in one herd, just as I've seen this week, there may be a newly shed buck and a hardhorn buck and another buck in velvet. Usual antlers are 22 to 27 inches with axis deer. Trophies range from 30 to 36 inches. Last night, at just too dark to shoot, as I was axis deer hunting here on Joshua Creek Ranch, what we estimated to be a 34-inch axis deer stepped out in the woods. He was hard-horned and ready to shoot. We had to pass on him. We're hoping we catch up with him today. My point is, these guys have been in the record books before here at Joshua Creek Ranch, and I'm assuring you they will be again. Will it be you that puts down that record book axis deer? Typically, axis deer have 3 points on each side, consisting of a main beam, a secondary point halfway up the beam, and a brow tine. However, 4 points are not uncommon. The executive chef here at Joshua Creek Ranch is Kay Reed, and Kay, I'll tell you what, I don't know what my favorite meal so far this week has been. Everything has just been delicious.
It's a fun thing. I mean, you get to try a bunch of different things, and that's one of the neat deals about having a set menu where you don't get to choose, because a lot of people would choose their little comfort zone food, and,
sure.
and we get to throw a lot at them.
It does. It's made me expand my culinary horizons
a little
bit.
There you go. That's what you need to do.
Absolutely. Now, last night we had pheasant what?
With our Chardonnay sauce. And all the little extra toppings that go on there, the grapes, the almonds, the feta cheese, it's one of our newer ones. We came up with that last year.
I tell you what, I've eaten pheasant a lot of different ways, and that's my favorite.
We get a lot of comments on people, you know, saying it's really super tender and moist. How did you ever do that? And, and you cook it so lightly. I mean, just barely till it's done, and then cover it up and let it sit with its pour a little wine in there, and it soaks up all those juices. And it's good.
It works.
Well,
it works.
It is.
Rattle off some of your favorite dishes that you feed folks when they come.
Our venison has got to be our favorite one. The axis with green peppercorn sauce is just like our signature dish. Mm. And the chucker with chimichurri sauce is another new favorite. The pheasant, we've got that a million ways. Pheasant royale, it's rolled up with meat and cheese and spinach, pheasant stuffed with wild mushrooms. We've got fried quail, chicken fried axes, of course. You have to have the standard. You are in Texas.
We're in Texas. We've got a chicken fry something for the days over.
That's right.
Executive Chef Kay, I tell you what, you do a tremendous job. Thank you. Guys, you're not going to go hungry when you come here. And the unique thing about this lodge is, you're not going to hunt all day or fish for beautiful rainbow trout or go out and shoot these wonderful game birds and then come in and eat fried catfish at night. You're going to eat the game that you've shot or caught that day from a professional kitchen that specializes in that wild game. And your whole party, coworkers, family, friends, kids, are just going to love it. Mr. Texas Title Bobby Clark and First Fidelity Title Company bring you this tip of the week. Axis deer have a high fertility rate and can breed year-round, usually based on their birth date. It's generally believed that Axis does are capable of producing 4 fawns in 3 years and are productive to at least age 15. One Axis buck can service 10 to 40 females, maybe even more. An excellent game animal, well adapted and suited to their state of Texas. They can be hunted all year long. Thank you, Mr. Texas Title, Bobby Clark, for the tip. And you can email him at bobby@mrtexastitle.com and thank him yourself. I want to swing around now and talk to Richard Allen, who is a past president of the Dallas Safari Club. Richard, you now work here some, you guide some, and you're also in the marketing department here at Joshua Creek Ranch. And we have a little time left here in the first half of the show. Let's talk about the camp you guys do for kids every summer at Joshua Creek Ranch, because it's spectacular. You kind of spearhead that.
Yeah, Billy, our youth outdoor adventure program, as we call it, is very dear to our hearts. We have about between 90 and 100 kids who come in each year in 5 different sessions. Our sessions are 1 week long, but we teach shotgun, riflery, we teach archery, we teach fly fishing, we float the river, we swim in the creek. We get all these kids out here and expose them to the outdoors and to the beautiful Texas hill country. Also, I am a hunter safety instructor, so I get them certified in hunter safety. At each session, we award a outstanding camper, and he gets, or she gets, a deer hunt here on Joshua Creek.
Wow.
And we just had a young man who's mother is a single mom, and he had never been hunting before, and he came down here to Joshua Creek and he won the award this year and came down and had a fabulous hunt, and his mother was so grateful for us introducing Alex to hunting, and so that sticks out.
I'm sure a lot of stories stick out from your youth camps here at Joshua Creek Ranch. Tell you what, Richard, we're going to have to take a little break at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, but there's much more to learn, much more to see through your eyes on the radio this morning at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Thank you, Mr. Texas Title, for sponsoring this portion of the show. He can close property in all 254 counties in the state of Texas. Lean on the pro next time you're buying or refinancing property in Texas. Email him at bobby@mrtexastitle.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Lefty Cram. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it on Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, guys and gals, it's Jim Terrell with Off Duty Armory, and if you're like me, you've been waiting for this time of year for months, and it is finally here, hunting season 2010. The birds are flying, the deer are getting frisky, and, well, it's time for a few of those corn-eating hogs to take a dirt nap. Come celebrate your hunting heritage with us at Off Duty Armory, your headquarters for everything gun-related. Check out our huge selection of new and used rifles, shotguns, handguns, ammunition, optics, leather gear, and so much more. Mention you heard us here on Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, and for every new firearm purchased, you'll get a voucher good for a spot in one of our upcoming concealed handgun license classes. That's an $85 value. Some restrictions apply, so come see us for all the details. Highway 174 in downtown Joshua, on the web at offdutyarmory.com. Arming responsible citizens and hunters every day. We are Off Duty Armory. Tools for life and liberty.
Hey, it's Big Billy Kinder from BigBillyKinderOutdoors.com. Want to look good driving to dinner and enjoy the toughest of the tough in the pasture without buying two different vehicles? Want to do it all for under 20 grand? I bet I've got your interest now, don't I? Talk to my friend Dan Danley at Lone Star Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Cleburne about the 2011 Jeep Wrangler for only $19,995. That's nearly $4,000 off MSRP. North Main and Highway 67 in Cleburne, or on the web at LoneStarCDJ.com. Plus tax, title, and license. See dealer for details. Hey, when you're ready to take that world-class waterfowling, whitetailing, bird hunting, or fishing trip of a lifetime, make sure you drop by BigBillyKinderOutdoors.com first. Click on Guides and Outfitters. You'll find world-class dove hunting in Argentina and connections like Lane Balky and Cordoba Doves. Sean Moore with Sean Moore Outdoors in Alberta, Canada, and Maryland, Chesapeake Bay, for superb waterfowling. And Brian Moore with Texas Hunting Company for huge whitetails in Texas and Kansas. You may not know Ken Olson or the name Bennett Building Systems, but you've seen their work. Bennett's quality steel construction stands all across America. And since Bennett Building Systems is located right here in DFW, you probably pass by their work every day. It's all turnkey with Bennett. From conceptual drawings to finished construction of your concrete and steel building of any size, whether it be a manufacturing facility or an office warehouse, Bennett will design a personalized building for your home, business, or industrial needs, from groundbreaking to finish out. Many times the plans are drawn and the work is done before you could even get design drawings back from an outside engineering firm. Ken still believes in the values, hard work, and commitment that built America. Those things, if you have the guts to apply them, still work just as well today in producing long-standing quality. Visit BennettBuildingSystems.com. Ken?
A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. With the construction of any metal building, you will get a deer rifle or a shotgun. If you don't like guns, I'll send you a tree. Come see us at BennettBuildingSystems.com. God bless America.
You've been hearing all about the Vineyards Campground and Cabins on beautiful Lake Grapevine right here on Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. We are Big Billy Kinder's campground of choice when he's needing a quick getaway, and we could not be more convenient just north of the historic town of Grapevine. Now, more than ever, you'll want to consider our campground and cabins, especially with family coming in for the holidays. We have 8 new cabins, some with lofts, fireplaces, and incredible views of the lake. These cabins would make a great weekend getaway gift. The Vineyards has 35 new and reconditioned RV sites, all with full hookups. Our new camp store features all the RV and camping supplies needed. And yes, we have a modern computer station for those who need to keep the business running or need to stay in touch with loved ones. Our new Grapevine Station social area is just what the outdoors family needs for those evening events and holiday group gatherings. I'm Joe Moore with the City of Grapevine, inviting you to camp often, camp the Vineyards. It's a beautiful time of year to enjoy the outdoors. Go to www.vineyardscampground.com.
You know, over this past summer, the North Texas Gun and Knife Show in Allen has established itself as the top stop in Texas for guns, knives, and accessories. The North Texas Gun and Knife Show in the Allen Event Center, a safe, fun, family-friendly atmosphere. My champion bird dog, Bear, and I haven't missed a North Texas Gun and Knife Show in Allen yet.
I love it.
Me too, buddy. Listen, if you're a hunter, no matter if it's upland birds or big game, you'll find 500 tables of rifles and shotguns, ammo and camo. If home and family protection is your concern, you'll find plenty of friendly folks to help you in your decision-making process.
Rookie.
Bear, quit fetching pistols to me, man. You don't even have enough fingers to shoot those. The North Texas Gun and Knife Show at the sparkling new Allen Event Center on December 11th and 12th. East Stacy Road at I-75 in Allen between Plano and McKinney. Excuse me. Bear, they see you on camera picking up all those guns. Put it back, man. You're a dog.
Birdie Crasher.
Go to ClassicShows.com for your discount coupon, and we'll see you in Allen.
Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, driven by Lone Star Autoplex in Cleveland.
This corner of the camp house at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is brought to you by my friends at Purina Pro Plan. Fuel your champion with the best. It's what we fed in the Kinder kennels for 20 years. It's Purina Pro Plan. BigBillyKinderOutdoors.com is the website. The phone number, 1-877-820-BBKO or 2256. We'd love to hear from you, and that number's there and ready, waiting on you 24/7. The camp house this morning is just northwest of San Antonio in the beautiful hill country setting of Joshua Creek Ranch. Speaking of bird dogs, I was taking a look at the kennels here at Joshua Creek yesterday, and what an incredible kennel they have. All dogs are kept on concrete. They're all kept in exceptional condition. And when I say all of them, I mean all 70 or 80 of them. These guys employ the pointing breeds as well as flushing dogs. They use English cockers to do that. And until you see these little foot-tall demons get after those birds, you haven't lived. It's a whole lot of fun. David Edwards is the general manager here at Joshua Creek. David, I'm curious, just how many bird dogs do you guys have here?
Roughly right now we got about 45 pointing dogs and I think 18 English cockers.
Okay. And you love those cockers the way they work, don't you? I've never worked behind it.
No, they're fabulous little dogs. You can either use them as flushing and retrieving dogs, or when we go out on a pheasant hunt, You can actually just let them quarterback and forth in front of you, and they're super little dogs.
How many birds a year are shot here on Joshua Creek Ranch?
Exact numbers I couldn't tell you, but I know that we probably introduce somewhere around 55,000 to 60,000 birds.
That gives folks an idea.
Quite a few.
Yesterday when I was riding the ranch, I just couldn't help but notice how you guys manicure these pastures. They're custom made for pheasants, chucker, and quail. We got plenty of overhead cover. You've got strips of, I guess, some kind of red cane.
We plant a tremendous amount of red top cane and some Milo. The red top cane, takes the drought and the heat a little better than the Milo does. And it stands up to the foot traffic. We have so many hunters out here. Once everything freezes, you tend to walk it down.
That's kind of detail that you guys take a look at, though. You've studied over the years the foot traffic in your pastures, and you know what's this grass going to stand up like? What's hay grazer going to stand up like? And you know you've got it refined.
That's correct. We plant a lot of fine grass, which the birds really like, and it's extremely drought tolerant. I know last year during the drought, a lot of places that the native grass didn't do well, the fine grass held on.
Yeah. I tell you what, these axis deer, if guys haven't ever looked into an axis deer hunt, they really need to do that, because unlike white-tailed deer, these deer will breed any month of the year, I understand.
That's correct. We got deer currently that's possibly without horns. We got bucks that are just growing horns out. We've got a tremendous amount that just dropped antlers. We've been picking up a lot of horns here in the last few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives us advantage year-round, because we've got deer in all stages.
Yeah, sure.
You know, instead of just one time a year.
Exactly.
The best time to come hunt the axis deer, though, is from the end of April to August. We got a tremendous population of hardhorn deer.
What is your herd like right now? How big is your axis deer?
The axis deer, I'm guesstimating we've got maybe 300 to 500 that stay on the ranch.
Okay.
Due to all the, you know, water, the protein feed, the corn we feed, and then also all the food plots that we plant.
Your upland bird hunting is spectacular at Joshua Creek Ranch. You guys, the folks at Beretta recognize that and have made you one of their signature ranches. Now, if guys want to come down and bird hunt, can they bring their own bird dogs, or do you recommend that? Or?
Yes, they can bring their own dogs. You know, a man that owns his own dogs, they prefer to hunt and use them, and we encourage everybody to do that.
If I can't go without my dogs, I just don't go.
A lot of people are like that.
But I want to see your dogs, too.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'll mix them together.
There you go. If I wanted to come hunt a bird hunt with you, how far in advance should I call you to book?
As early as you can. There's times with the date you want is full. We stay booked pretty heavy. You know, there are times that we have some openings, but the sooner you call in, the better.
Man, I was just thrilled. I rolled up here in the evening at nighttime and, of course, had all my dogs in the dog trailer, and they would have been fine there all night, but they were much more comfortable in the kennels that you guys have built right there at my lodge. That's a great idea.
Yes, about 2 to 3 weeks ago, we built kennels at all the lodging facilities. We have 2 kennels at the Stone House, 2 kennels at the Covey House, 1 at the Porch House, and then also the Long House. We got 3 kennels. They're all concrete floors, 5 by 10 kennels with roof and barrels.
When you mention all these houses, I want folks to get the visual and understand that you're not staying at a Hampton Inn. Everybody's not in the same place. You have your own individual houses scattered about the ranch where people have their own privacy.
That's correct. We've got the main lodge, which is more like a corporate men's lodging that'll sleep up to 16 people.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Long House. It's got individual hotel-style rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Porch and Covey House is on the higher end along with the Stone House, but they all are in different locations.
Yeah. I went out hunting yesterday. When I got back, my bed was made. Did you do that?
No, we've got the ladies that
you
take care
of that.
You
had a chance to claim it right there.
Right.
Because you could have... Thank you, David. I really appreciate it. Thank you for your hospitality. Thank you, Purina Pro Plan, for an incredible dog fuel that we feed at the Kinder Kennels. Our pros here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, like Ronnie Smith from Big Cabin, Oklahoma, Tom Dockin from Northfield, Minnesota, they all feed and have fed for years Purina Pro Plan. Lots of good reasons for that. Find them out for yourself when you feed Purina Pro Plan. You know, we were headed for the deer blind in the dark yesterday morning and looked up in front of us about 15 feet and we saw that black tail in the moonlight making its way through the grass, so we immediately stopped and backed out of there. Skunk alert! A lot of us in the field right now and we're running into skunks. So are our bird dogs. Tom Dockin has the remedy in case you get skunked. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to the camp house.
Hey, Billy. This week, we got something coming up. Everybody may want to listen up on this one for sure. You know what? Have you ever been skunked when you've been out hunting? Hey, I'm not talking about have you ever been skunked not getting any birds. I mean skunked. The black and white kind. You know, in South Dakota, I do a lot of pheasant hunting, and we do a lot of duck hunting and all over the Midwest. And it's not a matter of if your dog is going to get skunked at some period of time. It's just when. And I'll tell you what, if you're not prepared, it can make life miserable. Let me give you an easy solution to this. And it's something that you can carry on any one of your trips. Or, if you're out of town, you're going to be able to get this formula that's going to help you out. First of all, what you're going to need, 2 1-gallon jugs of water. You're going to need 1 quart of hydrogen peroxide, 1/2 cup of baking soda, and just a little squirt of dishwashing soap. Now, what I want you to do is take and water the dog down first with the 1 gallon. Get him nice and wet. Get the coat wet. Then I want you to mix the 1 gallon of water, quart of hydrogen peroxide, half a cup of baking soda, and a little squirt of dishwashing soap in the other gallon. Shake it up good. Get it nice and frothy. Now, I want you to put that solution on the dog and rub it in really good. Rub it into the coat really good. Let it stand like this. I like to let it stand for 15, 20 minutes. Then what I want to do is I want to rinse it off, smell the dog. If he doesn't smell exactly like roses, but he's going to smell pretty good, go ahead and repeat the process one more time. And you know what I really like about this? Any little town has a convenience store, a grocery store, and you can get all of those things right there to take care of potentially a big problem. Try that, and you're never going to really be skunked when you're on a hunting trip. Hey, if you're looking for dog training products, the Dachen line of training products can be found at all major outdoor retailers or go to Dachens.com. Hey, and don't forget about the best dog food in the world. It's the one I feed and recommend, Purina Pro Plan.
Hey, thanks, Tom. And yeah, I do too. Purina Pro Plan. With years of experience at Purina, the folks at Pro Plan have a unique perspective on the nutritional needs and the special care a performance dog needs to reach its potential. They pour that into every single bag of Purina Pro Plan. I hope you'll discover the benefits of feeding Purina Pro Plan to your best friend soon. Hey, I hope you'll join me and the folks here at Joshua Creek Ranch at the Dallas Safari Club Visions Expo coming up in early January at the Dallas Convention Center. You'll find my friends from Joshua Creek Ranch in booth 842 at the Visions Show. And you can see pictures of the ranch right now at BigBillyKinderOutdoors.com. We're right back to the Texas Hill Country after this.
Good morning, this is General Leroy Sisco, and I'm honored to be here today. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it. With Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hey, don't miss the big finish of 2010 at Lone Star Autoplex in Cleburne. I'm talking about my friends at Lone Star Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Dan Danley, not only the owner, but the on-site general manager. He's there to shake your hand, look you in the eye, sit down and have a cup of coffee with you and talk about what you want. And I think he knows what you want, like the original Jeep Wrangler. I'm talking about the 2011 Jeep Wrangler at under $20,000, $19,995. That's nearly $4,000 off manufacturer's suggested retail price. Plus tax, title, and license. See the dealer for details. 2011 Jeep Wrangler, brand spanking new, under $20,000. And it comes with a lifetime powertrain warranty at no additional cost to you, and there's no deductible if you ever have to use it. Not only Jeep Wrangler, but everything they sell at Lone Star Cleburne, North Main and Highway 67. Check them out on the web right now at LoneStarCDJ.com. They'll meet or beat any price anywhere, and they're doing it right. 2010 is slipping away, and this is the big finish. The Dallas Safari Club proudly presents Visions 2011, the convention and sporting expo. Dallas Safari Club Executive Director Ben Carter.
Just the sheer size of the space and filled with nothing but the highest quality exhibitors from all over the world.
Join us in the Dallas Convention Center January 6th through 9th.
Dallas Safari Club has always had fantastic wildlife displays, so it's great to bring the kids out. We'll have 3 or 4 different wildlife displays where they'll have life-size lions, sable, buffalo, brown bear, all kinds of animals from all over the world. We have exhibitors literally from all over the world in almost every facet of the outdoors. Finest guides and outfitters from Africa, South America, North America, Europe, Russia, Asia, New Zealand, Australia. Jewelers, furriers, clothiers. We also have great seminars. People like Craig Boddington, Larry Wyshoon, James Kroll.
For more information, visit biggame.org. Visions 2011, the Dallas Safari Club's 2011 Convention and Sporting Expo.
During the holidays, people think of family, food, and fun, and more important things like joy and peace. When Christ was born, angels came to announce his birth to shepherds in the field. The angels announced to the shepherds in Luke 2:14, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among people with whom he's pleased." We'd like to quote that verse often at Christmas time thinking of that word peace, but the key is peace with whom he is pleased. Is God pleased with you? If you put your faith and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ, then he is. That's what we celebrate during this season, the birth of a Savior in a manger 2,000 years ago. Take time to pause and celebrate the real meaning of Christmas this season. Luke 2:11. Today your Savior is born in the city of David. He is Christ the Lord.
Cornerstone Bible Church meets Sundays at 10:15 in Southlake. For directions and contact info, go to our website at csbible.org. Cornerstone Bible Church, where Jesus Christ is our cornerstone.
Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. driven by Lone Star Autoplex in Cleveland.
This main lodge room that we're gathered in this morning at Joshua Creek Ranch, just northwest of San Antonio, Texas, was built in 1950 as the home to a gentleman and his wife. It was a big home for two people and has been converted since Joe and Ann Kirchhoff bought it into the main lodge. They call this the Cypress Lodge, and it's just fantastic. That big, warm, crackling fireplace under that huge water buffalo mount is a perfect way to start the day. And I'm glad you're here with us. Thank you, Mr. Texas Title Bobby Clark, for sponsoring this corner of the camphouse at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. He can close property in all 254 counties in the state of Texas and can be a real asset if you're refinancing or buying property. Email him at bobby@mrtexastitle.com. You know, as I sit in this very beautiful place, surrounded by a lot of extremely nice people, I feel just as at home and comfortable as if I were sitting in front of my own fire in my favorite Levi's, my old house slippers. I just can't say enough about our host this week. That's Joe and Ann Kirchhoff, owners of Joshua Creek Ranch. Now, these are folks that are well-educated, very successful, but they've been willing for the past 20 years to plant trees, grub cedars, pull weeds, work in the sun, work year-round to build this sportsman's nirvana. And I know a lot of our listeners are going to want to come down and see the ranch firsthand. Step one is to take a look at the ranch online. Go to BigBillyKinderOutdoors.com, click on the Joshua Creek Ranch link. But for those that would like to come down and spend some time with you, tell us exactly where you are and how to get here.
We are near Burney, Texas, which is about 30 miles northwest of San Antonio. You can access us from Interstate Highway 10. And there's also a back route that's really fun from Highway 281.
Yes, there is. I took that trip down.
It's like a step back in time.
Yes, it is. Let's congratulate you very quickly, as you know, well noted during the show, that you guys treat everyone with great respect. You treat the land with great respect, and you have built this thing right at Joshua Creek over the years. The folks at Beretta have noticed that, and you've been distinguished with a very, very good honor, and only four of you in the United States have received this honor. What am I talking about?
You're talking about the Beretta Trident program.
Yeah.
Just in 2010, Beretta announced this program to evaluate lodges for affiliation with the Beretta brand.
Mm-hmm.
This is an affiliation that cannot be purchased. It's not an endorsement.
Right.
It's an affiliation that is earned through an evaluation process. We had evaluators on the ranch for 3 days. It was very intense. They looked at everything from our kennels to our kitchen, the lodging, the bird hunting, the guides, the professionalism of our staff, the reservation process, everything from front to back, inside, outside.
Yeah.
And it's all evaluated, and if you make a high enough score, then you earn the Beretta affiliation.
Which you guys have done at Joshua Creek Ranch, and there are only three other Beretta Trident ranches or facilities in North America. They're in like South Dakota and Georgia, you were telling me?
Yes, those two states and Oregon as well.
And Oregon. Okay, so you're the only one in Texas.
We're the only one in Texas.
That's quite an honor, and it's evident to see why you guys rank up there so high. What a credible company. They've been around, what, 400 years, folks?
Yep.
At Beretta?
Right at 500 years.
500 years, and they don't align themselves with just anybody, so that's quite a pheasant feather in your hat, Ann, and all of you here at Joshua Creek Ranch. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You guys are always improving the place and making it better, and part of that is your new sporting clays course.
Yes. We have added more stations. We now have 12 stations. Everyone has two fully automatic Promatic traps with a great little access card.
Yeah.
Activation. It's been very, very well received by our guests. And I should mention that you can also rent a Beretta double barrel shotgun in the gauge of your choice, 12, 20, or 28.
Yeah.
So you can try out some really wonderful guns while you're at it.
What a great staff and what a beautiful place, Ann. Thanks again.
Thank you.
We call him Mr. Texas Title because he is Mr. Texas Title. If you're refinancing or buying property in the state of Texas, you owe it to yourself to deal with a guy who's a true professional. And that's Bobby Clark and First Fidelity Title Company. Email him at bobby@mrtexastitle.com. Well, he's a little mic shy. He's awfully busy, actually, is the truth. And I was lucky enough to get Joe Kirchhoff to sit down with me here this morning in the Cypress Lodge before we hit the bird field a little bit later on today and talk to me about this beautiful ranch, Joe. You and Ann have hunted all over the world, literally.
And from what I can surmise, you've brought the best of those experiences back here and somehow, through blood, sweat, and tears, conformed this Texas Hill Country Ranch into a world-class experience based on your experiences.
The idea just kind of generated in our head, and for a couple of years, it stayed there. I just kept working on it and talking with Ann about it, discussing it. We had this ranch, and it's laid out perfectly for what we're doing here. And we thought there was a market for that European type experience. It's more fine dining, a good bed. I grew up, you know, throwing a bird dog in the back of my trunk when I was a kid, going down there hunting all day, driving back home, having a beer or two, and that was it. That was the day. We're trying to give something beyond that, and there appears to be a strong market for that.
If you were to flatten this thing out, take all the hills and flatten it out, you'd probably cover about 8,000 acres. This country has a lot of character, a lot of up and down. And that Joshua Creek running through the middle of it is just an artist's dream. Now, Ann says you can look at a piece of land and you're like an artist with what you want to do with that piece of land. That river's fun to work with, and that creek as well, isn't it?
It's absolutely right. And you're right. This is a very, very large piece of property when you're hunting it.
Right.
We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups without anybody. And we don't, you know, try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, these people get to walk. They get to see some country.
You've nurtured and cared for every acre of this place, and you don't see that very many times. I'm not sure I've ever seen a ranch this well nurtured in my lifetime. So congratulations, you've built a spectacular lodge, spectacular hunting. The birds, Lee, you better be on your game. And you guys also introduced English cockers.
That is correct.
You introduced English cockers into this game, and you changed my bird hunting life when I hunted behind them. I love them.
Yeah, they are. They're just fantastic. We were hunting in Scotland and 20 years ago, and I remember my first English cocker that I saw was, heck, it looked like he was 10 inches tall, or she was 10 inches tall, and she was carrying a pheasant as big as she was.
Right.
And was just an amazing dog, and I fell in love with him then. We've imported dogs. We've started out years ago. Now, a good many of the places in the United States use English Cockers. And I think a lot of it came from those first dogs that we brought over here.
Right here.
They're a big hit. They've been using them, of course, in Scotland for a long time. But we're lucky now we have them, too.
Well, I'll tell you what. Congratulations, Beretta Trident Lodge, and the only one in Texas.
We're very proud of it. I give my wife and their staff and everything they've done, they're the ones that made it happen.
Fabulous place, and we'll be back as soon as you'll have us. I've been looking around here to see you know, if you're hiring anybody, because I don't really want to go home yet.
Joe, back and see us.
This is Airman First Class Troy Kinder, United States Air Force, Boeing Air Force Base, Washington, D.C. You're in the camp house with my dad, Big Billy Kinder. Way to go, Dad. I love you.
Do you need help in managing your documents? Print, copy, scan, fax, mail, store, and retrieve? My friend and fellow outdoorsman Ken Copeland, President and CEO of ASI Business Solutions in Dallas.
Well, the process that we utilize is to come in, obviously, and to analyze what current costs. Most people don't understand their current cost, and what we try to get it down is what we call TCO, which is total cost of ownership. And there are multiple components of that total cost of ownership that really don't hit the radar for most CFOs or CEOs or even department managers. So when we come in, we basically look at the technology that's in place, the footprint, we look at the costs associated with that. We also look at the processes of the human factor that's involved with the hardware and the software component of it, and we bring a recipe that helps streamline and make that more productive for the organization. ASI Business Solutions, your answer to document management. Let's talk. ASIbiz.com.
When hunting, fishing, or simply enjoying the beauty and slower pace of life that Montana brings, pamper yourself at the historic and finely detailed Calvert Hotel in Lewistown, Montana. Built in 1912 and completely renovated in 2010 to reflect the original turn of the century look, the Calvert provides the finest upscale service, bedding, and amenities that you would expect from high-end luxury hotels at unexpected and surprising affordability. Within 2 hours of major Montana airports and catering to our outdoor and women, catch rainbow trout from Big Spring Creek. It flows right through the middle of town. Or step just outside the city limits for world-class upland, mule deer, and elk hunting. Just this September, the mountains surrounding Lewistown, Montana, surrendered a 400 class 8x8, just minutes from town. And after a long day of stalking our coulees, creeks, and charming shopping district, retire to luxury at half the price that you'd expect to pay. You'll find us smiling and helpful.
and on the National Historic Register. We are the Calvert in Lewistown, Montana. Visit thecalverthotel.com.
Take it from me, folks. As a public safety professional for over 20 years, I can tell you that bad economic times equate to an increase in crimes against persons. Burglary, robbery, aggravated assaults, home invasions. Man, just watch the first 5 minutes of the evening news. Today, our elected officials have scores of armed security personnel at their disposal for personal protection. Who's assigned to protect you and your family? I'm Jim Terrell, owner of Off Duty Armory. At Off Duty Armory in Joshua, we not only have the tools for personal security, but also the training to make sure you know your rights under the law as it applies to self-defense. We have a large selection of firearms for home defense and concealed carry, as well as concealed handgun license training, done in small personal groups, all at an affordable small-town price. Highway 174 in downtown Joshua, or on the web at offdutyarmory.com. Arming responsible citizens every day, we are Off Duty Armory. Tools for life and liberty.
Hey, it's Big Billy Kinder from BigBillyKinderOutdoors.com. Want to look good driving to dinner and enjoy the toughest of the tough in the pasture without buying two different vehicles? Want to do it all for under 20 grand? I bet I've got your interest now, don't I? Talk to my friend Dan Danley at Lone Star Chrysler Dodge Jeep in Cleburne about the 2011 Jeep Wrangler for only $19,995. That's nearly $4,000 off MSRP. North Main and Highway 67 in Cleburne, or on the web at LoneStarCDJ.com. Plus tax, title, and license. See dealer for details.
Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, driven by Lone Star Autoplex in Cleburne.
Well, the little sun's coming up soon. It's pretty close to time to pack it up and head out and get in your blind and get ready to start the day. I'm glad you've spent the morning with us here at Joshua Creek Ranch. And I thank Mr. Texas Title, Bobby Clark, at First Fidelity Title Company for helping to bring it your way. Think of him next time you're buying or refinancing property. We'd appreciate it, and he would too. You can email him at bobby@mrtexastitle.com. Thank you to Joe and Ann Kirchival at Joshua Creek Ranch. We're having a great time with our host, and hope you'll come down and see us. See you next time on Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.